Moncrief on News Talk.
If you forget a loved one's birthday, you'd better be ready to present a convincing case that you were kidnapped by aliens or got hit on the head, because how could you? Yet for some people, this happens all the time. Professor Kira Green from UCD is co-author of Memory Lane, The Perfectly Imperfect Ways We Remember. Good afternoon, Kira.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So is the cold, dark reality that men are worse at this?
No, it's very easy to fall into this kind of, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing, you know, where we have this big gender binary. Look, the thing is, there is good data showing that, broadly speaking, women tend to be more likely to remember stuff about other people. So they do tend to be more likely to remember birthdays. They do tend to be more likely to remember, you know, details of relationships, things like that. But it's not the case that, like, men are unable to do this or anything of the kind. Like, the memory systems that underlie all of this are basically the same between men and women. So a lot of the time what's happening there when, you know, like, a lot of women listening will probably be going, what, you're like, my husband never remembers anything. I have to remember, you know, that the kids have PE tomorrow, and I have to remember to buy the birthday present for someone. But what's happening there a lot of the time isn't a difference in memory systems. It's a difference in kind of what we're socialized to do and how we're socialized to think about what's important. And women from a very early age are socialized to think about, you know, relationships and other people, and to, you know, to think about, to kind of remember items like that, like the importance of birthdays, for example. And men are kind of less so socialized to do that.
Yeah. So is it just merely down to that?
Largely, yeah. Like, there's, you know, okay, so like in a, like some studies, you can, there are studies that will compare memory and from across between men and women, and some of them will find differences and some of them won't. But to be honest, a lot of the time when you're looking for these kind of individual differences between different groups, they're kind of like drowned out by like the differences in, you know, the fact that like most our memory systems are fundamentally all the same. We're all kind of prone to the same kind of errors. And the things that will affect that tend to be more like situational things. You know, like the kind of setting that you're in, is it really busy? Is it really distracting? You know, have you not got an awful lot going on at the moment? Stuff like that, rather than stuff having to do with you as an individual.
Mm. So are there things that men are more socially conditioned to remember?
Well, like, I mean, look, this is a really broad generalization, but on the whole, there's this kind of idea that kind of women tend to think more about people and men tend to think more about things. And I always think that, like, my dad will kill me for saying this now, but like it's a very well-known family thing in our family that my dad doesn't know anyone's birthday, including his own, but he knows the date of every, oh no, literally, like, he went into the bank once and had to leave because he couldn't remember his own birthday. But, you know, but he can remember the date of every battle in every war that ever happened. He was a history teacher. So, you know, that tells you something about the priorities there.
Yeah. But is that now, and let's not bring your father into this, but in general terms, is that what that means? That men don't value those things as much, or they're raised to not value those things?
Yeah, it's not so much that they don't value it. And I think there's probably a lot of men screaming at the radio going, this is silly. And I mean, look, again, I really do think it's important that we don't come up, we don't give into this kind of gender essentialist thing that, like, all men do X and all women do Y. That's not the case. There's a lot more individual difference, a lot more variation than that. But on the whole, we are socialized from a young age that women are socialized to think about other people and consider relationships between other people, and that that's they're kind of socialized to think of that as being important and to pay attention to that. Where men are less socialized to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that men are all, you know, don't care about anybody and don't pay attention to personal details, but they're less socialized to do that. They're less trained to do it. And then we're training our memory systems, and our memory a lot of the time is really linked with our attention. It comes down to kind of what we pay attention to, and that's influenced by what we should and do think is important. And if you've been socialized your whole life to think that attending to the specific details of interpersonal relationships is important, then a feature of that will be paying attention to things like so-and-so's birthday is coming up and I better think about how I'm going to deal with that. Am I going to buy them a present? Am I going to get them a card? What are we going to do for it? You know, whereas if you've been socialized to kind of think, you know, like, not to have paid so much attention to the ins and outs of interpersonal relationships, then that stuff just might not be on your radar to the same extent.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Though you'd think, though, as time progressed, I mean, it's a kind of thing like if you're a father and you forget your six-year-old's birthday, that's something you only do once when all the wailing and crying and snotting is finished.
well, now it's going to be, you know, on your radar. Now yeah. you're going to have, you know, your attention is going to be directed to it. And like, look, honestly, like the thing is, like, we're, like, none of us have perfect memories. Like, we all, our memories are all flawed. And that is a fundamental part of how memory works. Our memories are flexible. And like, one downside of that means that they're not perfect. We're not video cameras. We didn't evolve to be video cameras. And we shouldn't expect ourselves to be. So like, the, honestly, the best advice that like I would give people to say, like, stop expecting yourself to have this perfect memory and beating yourself up because you forget something important. You know, just like treat it like you treat anything else. Like if you've got a big project going on at work, you don't, you know, expect yourself to remember every detail and beat yourself up. If you don't, you, you know, have a to-do list. You take notes. You have, you know, reminders. You have events on the calendar. So you can do the same for interpersonal things. You can decide this is like a project that's important and I'm going to put stuff on the calendar and I'm going to have a to-do list and I'm going to have deadlines and I'm going to have deliverables and all the rest of it. You know, so we can just like stop beating ourselves up for not being perfect. We're not computers and we shouldn't expect ourselves to be.
Is remembering names in the same category?
It can be, yeah. A lot of people have an awful lot of difficulty remembering names. Yeah. And a lot of the reason for that really is that names are kind of abstract. They don't have in themselves any inherent meaning. You know, like you might well remember a particular person and you remember the social interaction with that person. But the collection of letters that goes together with their name, you know, doesn't necessarily have any inherent meaning for you. But then people take it terribly personally if somebody, and we all do, of course, if someone forgets your name, you take it really personally. Like, Jesus, I really must not have made an impression, you know.
Yeah.
But it's often it's not that. It's just the making that connection between the social engagement that you did experience and then the kind of this abstract piece of information that gets tagged on it. You know, that can be very difficult to do. And again, a lot of the time it does come down to attention, but that makes it sound like it's a blame game, but it's not. But if you do make a very conscious point when you meet somebody of making that association between this is their name, sometimes people will do things like they'll try to picture it written on their forehead or, you know, trying to literally make a kind of visual association cue that will link that abstract tag, their name, with their face or their relationship or whatever it might be. But again, you know, like it doesn't, much as we know, like if I forget someone's name, I'm mortified, I'm embarrassed, but I know it doesn't mean that I think that person is meaningless. But if somebody forgets my name, I'm really burned about it.
I must say I'm terrible for names. And
No, a lot of people are.
Yeah. And you're the, well, I must confess, we just decided to call everyone Kira today on the show. And that's been kind of handy for me. We opened the first hour with the Kira and the second hour with the Kira as well.
That works out well for me.
That does, yes. That being, in this instance, Kira Green, Associate Professor in the School of Psychology in UCD and co-author of Memory Lane, The Perfectly Imperfect Ways We Remembered. Thanks a million, Kira, for talking to us today. My husband doesn't remember our anniversary, but can tell me specific details about soccer matches from 25 years ago. I despair sometimes, but do try not to take it personally. That must be a struggle. I'm in my 30s and oddly remembered the birthdays of several of my classmates from school because it was such a big thing growing up. I can only give vague months of birthdays of some of my closest friends who I met later in life. And that's a bit like, you know, this, you know, in the pre-mobile phone era. And, you know, many people listening might remember that. You can still remember phone numbers that, you know, those phone numbers are probably gone now. It's a weird thing when you kind of had to remember something and you were a bit younger and it becomes ingrained. I forgot my nephew's birthday. And have never been able to forget it. The reminder for all aunts and uncles, write those dates down indeed. I can remember my ex-mother-in-law's birthday every year. I text my ex to remind him to call his mam. Gosh. Marriages don't really ever come to an end, do they?
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.